Suppose there are little things strung up together and used to go around her neck as an ornament. It would be what?
Beads.
Are, do men always use galluses or do they use other things?
No, they use belts. Not too many use galluses anymore. They used to all together. Most all of them use belts now. Some few use galluses.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
What is the last thing you put on a bed?
The blanket spread.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
Do you remember anything that used to be put at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
Called it a bolster.
What is a bed cover that is old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scraps?
Quilts.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children would especially like?
Pallet.
If you expect a big yield from that field, it is because the soil is very...
If you expect a big yield from it, it is because what now?
The soil is very...
good. Very good. It has to be good if it yields good.
What is the stuff that you put on a field to enrich it?
Fertilizer. You mean what kind?
No, well,
just fertilizer. Mm-hmm.
What is flat lowland along a stream called?
Bottomland.
I learned all about that yesterday in Hayward County. Yeah. About the Hatchie River. What's happening?
Bottomland.
For the Hatchie River. What is that field called that might be good for nothing other than raising grass?
Well, a pasture. It could be called a pasture.
Do you ever call anything a meadow?
Yes. If it's a large field with good grass in it, they call it a meadow.
Suppose there was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
Well, it'd be a wet weather spring or a natural spring. Now, if it dries up in the summertime, you'd call it a wet weather spring. If it's continually runs, it's got to be a spring, a real spring somewhere.
Do you ever call anything that...
maybe a swampy land or something like that. Is that what you're trying to get at now? A swampy land, but it's still forced for springs.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call anything else swamp or...
swamp or bottom land or wet land or springy... wet weather springs and things. That's about all I ever call it.
What different kinds of soil would you find in a field?
Well, you can find clay or sandy land or glady land. A lot of people don't know what glady land is. It's old gray, glady, sticky land that crawfish usually grow in and stuff like it. It makes good sorghum, but that's about all it's fit for.
Do you ever call anything loam?
Loam.
Loam?
Not in the way of soil that I know of.
If there's a lot of water on land and you had to get it off, what would you say you have to do?
Drain it.
What would you build or dig to do this?
You'd have to have a drag line and just dig you a good ditch with it. If it's very large, if it's just small, and you can do it with a hand shovel, the way they used to do it, just a shovel and pick maybe, but most of them use drag lines now and just build a canal really.
What is a drag line?
Well, it's a big machine that's got a digger on the front of it, and it you get this dirt up and you pick it up and set it over on the bank and come back and get some more and call it a drag line.